Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some Am I the Arsehole mixed with relationships as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's dive straight into today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Gelio, who says, "Am I the arsehole for no longer making toys and furniture for my former sister-in-law after a new husband called them an embarrassment and me cheap for not paying for stuff?" And this is a story that we have covered in the past, but now it has a new update. So please feel free to use the timestamps, that's what they're there for. "My brother died before his firstborn child was born. Because of this, I've had an above average involvement in my nephew's life. One thing I've always done is build in toys and furniture. It was a way of providing without the awkwardness of handing over cash. Always between my late brother's cash and life insurance via work, a trust was set up for my nephew for up to $500,000. He wasn't actually married to my sister-in-law. Now via the lab at work, I've made him a lot of wooden or 3D printed toys, but also some simple handmade electronic toys. My sister-in-law was always grateful for these, and my nephew, by all accounts, loves his custom toys. Fast forward 3 years, and my former sister-in-law has gotten married. I was attending my nephew's third birthday, and I turned up the night before to assemble his present. It was a small climbing frame slash swing set I'd watched better carpenters than me in the lab make. The new husband was a little standoffish, but come the day of the party, he was telling anyone who listened that I didn't pay or make the present. I had lackeys at work do it for free. This culminated in him calling all my presents an embarrassment, and given my fancy job, I could afford to splash some cash. I confronted him and my former sister-in-law, and she basically confirmed that whilst the presents were appreciated, she honestly expected more direct support from me after my brother's death. My mother stepped in and reminded her my brother paid for this house and they regularly take cash out of the trust, approximately $10,000 a year. We walked out without hearing any worthwhile response, but I continued to see my nephew without incident. 6 to 7 months go by and I'm visiting only to be told my former sister-in-law was pregnant with twins and she was wondering if I could make some duplicates of items I made for my nephew as they needed two sets. I scoffed. Said she had balls asking me to make stuff after she was so ungrateful, and I owe her unborn children very little. She got upset and explained her prior statements about my handmade gifts, and said she felt they were kinda little things someone did as a favor, not what a family provides. That's why she's asking me now as a friend to do her a favor and manufacture duplicates. I said no again, and her husband shouted through that it didn't matter, they would just use the trust to provide for kids like it's supposed to. I retorted that it was for my nephew, and good luck accessing it for that because the trust requires my signature to pay out. I wasn't even home before he was calling me to apologize, clearly unaware I held the reins to my late brother's money. The apology was insincere, and I asked to speak to my former sister-in-law where I confirmed again I wouldn't be manufacturing her anything. I'll still be an uncle to my nephew and be impartial when it comes to her accessing my nephew's trust, but her husband has burned a lot of my goodwill with this. Am I the arsehole for not doing her a favor after all that? And I remember this story last time and just thinking, loads of people would love handmade toys, a handmade climbing frame and swing set, and this guy has the nerve to criticize it. Absolutely no way you're the asshole in this situation. And I'm very glad you're in charge of that trust, because who knows what this husband would be doing with it otherwise, right? The fact that he thinks he has any right to spend it how he wants is absolutely disgusting. But walk to the brook, says not the arsehole. First, my condolences on the loss of your brother. Your sister-in-law is beyond entitled. She lives in a house paid for by your late brother and benefits from a trust, then has the gall to criticize your gifts to your nephew. Outrageous. OP says it was largely the insurance company, I believe. The money was mostly from life insurance via work and the circumstances of his death. Car accident deemed an unlawful death. Had the responsible party's insurance paying out. One of those really morbid situations where they came around and valued my brother's worth to his child down to the pound. This is actually a big part of what inspired me to make my nephew so many things. The insurance company putting a monetary value on my brother's DIY skills and lowballing it because he was just an electrician. Thought I'd step up since the insurance fucked her over. Sensitive cover says, not the asshole, sorry for your loss. Your brother was so smart to give you control over the trust for your nephew. That ensures your nephew's position is protected both financially and this new family. Sister-in-law's new husband is bad news and she doesn't seem to have good judgment. If you didn't have oversight on things, I bet your nephew would have been robbed and neglected by these greedy people. Lively Sally says, I'm absolutely speechless. $10,000 a year is a lot to feed and clothe a child living in a house which seems to be paid off. To expect in you to provide your brother's kid who is set up like this is just baffling to me. Your gifts sound extremely generous. Does your sister-in-law not work at all? Not the arsehole. Snickers Cat says, not the arsehole, but if you need a couple of nieces, my daughters would absolutely love handmade toys. In all seriousness though, I think handmade puts more thought and effort into your gift than just spending $50 for a piece of crap at the store. Being told repeatedly your gifts aren't welcome and then being angry at you for not providing more of the supposed unwanted gifts is ridiculous. And your sister-in-law's husband absolutely is being insincere. I just hope he doesn't take out his anger on your nephew, especially when the new babies are born. And one more from Fit Bear who says not the arsehole at all, and the two of them have a lot of nerve for treating you that way and then asking for favours. They're also arseholes if they use your nephew's trust for anything other than what your nephew needs. If they are spending on themselves or the other kids in any way, they are out of line. And now with that being said, let's head on over to the update to find out what happens next. So the update says, so I've had a few requests for an update, so here goes. As highlighted in the comments of my last post, the main issue wasn't whether I manufactured anything for my former sister-in-law, it was the money my brother left his son. So whilst I felt it was an overreaction to their behaviour to withhold gifts, I came to the conclusion I was underreacting to her husband's comments regarding my nephew's money. So I contacted the solicitor involved and pushed more responsibility onto them for signing off on money being withdrawn from the trust. She is required to enforce the trust documentation fully, and this meant no more withdrawing money without explicit proof it was for my nephew's benefit. To my former sister-in-law's credit, she understood why I did this. She was sensible enough to see these boundaries were not my doing but the insurance company's, and nothing has changed in regards to our relationship and the time I spend with my nephew. Unfortunately, her husband took things badly and hasn't spoken to me since. On top of this, for the following months, he became incredibly petty regarding money. He would track to the last penny everything my nephew ate, drank, or played with. He was doing things like putting restaurant orders through with my nephew's food on a separate receipt, or keeping track of prescription charges just so he could be in a position to claim the maximum value from the trust. The stress of raising their twins seems to have stifled this. Despite all the tracking, I've not been asked to sign off on anything thus far, but those receipts could still be claimed for. It's unfortunate, but I can't protect this money from legitimate, if petty, claims. I also fully expect the house bought with my brother's money would go to the husband were my sister-in-law to die, given their children together. She owns it outright with no strings attached. I've kept a close eye on how my nephew is being treated, and by all accounts, this hasn't trickled down to how my sister-in-law slash her husband treat him at all. This seems to have been kept as a disagreement between adults regarding money, and my mother, who regularly babysits, claims her husband appears to be continuing to treat my nephew like his own. Despite that, our faith in my nephew's money being the safety net it was always intended to be has been shaken, so my recently departed grandmother got the ball rolling on a second, much more ironclad pool of money for my nephew. It's nothing overly elaborate, just money my late brother would have been entitled to skipping straight to my nephew. Ideally, this won't have to be relied upon, but between what my grandmother set aside and our mother's intended will, my nephew will have enough for a head start in life, regardless of what happens to his existing money. It isn't a perfect solution, but when it comes to inheritance and family money, there rarely is. Oh, and in what's kind of become a side issue, I made the furniture in the end. And there was another comment from OP regarding, you know, the food receipts, prescriptions, etc. And then it said, I was limited somewhat by the 3,000 character limit, so in the name of brevity, blew past it. To elaborate a little, we're fairly sure this receipt tracking was some attempt to stick it to me personally rather than fuck my nephew over. I fucked up here when I lost my temper, as outlined in the last post, and implied I had control of the trust fund after he obnoxiously claimed he would just withdraw money from it for their benefit. I know how he is. I just invited him being petty. Doesn't make him less of a prick, but given the person who ultimately would have been hurt by this was my nephew, I should have been more careful. I can't make the husband less petty, but I should have avoided pushing him to being a douche to the kid's expense. For what it's worth, my mother cares for my nephew 5 times a week whilst they work and has seen a lot more of that side of things. From what she saw, he was pulling all this receipt bullshit as an attempt to one-up me, to circumvent the systems I indirectly put in place. Like I said above, he hasn't actually requested any of the receipts being reimbursed. I'm on alert for him mistreating my nephew, but so far, this seems to be an attempt to prove me ineffective rather than hurt my nephew. Wow. Now, let me know your thoughts on this story in the comments below, and let's move on to another one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And our next story comes from a throwaway account who asks, am I the arsehole for walking out of the baby shower my in-laws threw for me? The situation is kind of a mess. I, female 27, am expecting my first baby with my husband. This is the first grandchild in the family, in-laws, and they said that if the baby's a boy, then we'll give him my father's in-law's name. He's dead due to cancer. I had no problem with that. This happened before we found out the gender of the baby. My husband and his family had me do things like attend prayers and do other rituals before the reveal at the doctor's. I didn't like that but went with it to keep the peace. Doctor appointment came and it turned out to be a girl. My husband cried in the car, then turned his phone off to hide from his family, then finally told them. His mum and the others made their frustration and disappointment clear, which bothered me because my daughter deserves to be celebrated, but they ghosted me for days, then started coming over and visiting constantly, referring to my daughter as my son, claiming the results were false and basically pretending it's a boy. I had several fights with them after they refused to stop it, and my husband sided with them despite seeing how wrong and unreasonable what they were doing was. We didn't speak for a while. My sister-in-law called to apologize, then informed me she arranged a baby shower for me. I was so excited and happy, but when I arrived, I saw blue balloons, blue cake with father-in-law's name / decorations around. I was so confused, I had to sit down. Sister-in-law explained they were still hoping the gender results are false and it's a boy. I looked at my husband and he agreed with her. I lost my temper and yelled at them all, calling them delusional and telling them to stop treating my daughter like she's unwanted and act like she doesn't exist by throwing a party for their imaginary grandson. Mother-in-law broke down crying, took my bag and walked out immediately. They started yelling, and my husband followed me outside and started arguing about how I insulted his family and his dad's memory by acting like that. I told him to wake up and see the insanity in his family's behavior. He said they needed time to process the fact that it's a girl, not a boy, as they expected and insisted I play along, and they'll soon get over it. I said absolutely not and demanded he take me home. He said no, so I called an Uber and left. He was fuming. He called me 15 times and then texted that he won't be coming home till I get my ass over and apologize for ruining everything they've done for me, and accusing them of being mentally unstable. I haven't responded yet. He's constantly pressuring me to get right with his family before we even talk about anything else. Now, from the very first paragraph, I was like, what the hell? You know, when it said, this is the first grandchild in the family, in-laws, and they said that if the baby's a boy, then we'll give him my father-in-law's name. And then you said you had no problem with that. So they decided on the baby's name, not you or your husband, the in-laws did. Then you said my husband and his family had me do things like attend prayers and do other rituals before the reveal at the doctor's. And then after that, they showed even more of themselves in this, and the way your daughter's going to be treated, you pretty much know it's going to be a girl, and you know how your daughter is going to be treated by this family. They've already shown that, and your husband is backing this batshit crazy behavior. And I hate saying this because it just, whenever we read these stories, it just feels so easy to say and so simple to get out of there. But that's what I feel like. The level of control in the first two paragraphs alone was absolutely insane to me. And then the way that they're already treating your baby, who's not even born yet, you know, that they was told it's a girl. They ghosted you for days, treated you that way because you may have a daughter. And I put myself in your shoes. I wouldn't want to be around these people. They sound like scary people to me. CBM984 says, yup, they can delude themselves all they want, but when that baby arrives and they can't deny she does not in fact have a dingle dangle, they are going to treat her like dog shit. The fact that your husband is supporting them and also delusional is a huge red flag. Unless you want your daughter raised by a bunch of misogynists, I would seriously consider getting out of there now. Not the arsehole. Adala987 says, so you already know how your daughter is going to be treated in this family. Time to take a nice hard look how your life between now and when you die will be and what your daughter's life will be like and make some hard decisions. Not the arsehole. NT says, not the arsehole. You need to actually divorce this man. And when your daughter comes, maybe you'll be able to get him to sign away his parental rights. This is totally sick and you're totally spot on. The way your husband is feeding into this madness raises all sorts of red flags in me. I can see this family ignoring your daughter when she gets here and making her feel like she's not enough because she isn't a boy. I've seen that happen and it's sick. Congratulations on your baby girl, and I hope this works out in a way that is happy and healthy for the both of you. Emo Emu says, not the arsehole, and they sound scary. The baby shower sounds like a scene from a horror film. Now, I know it's not the same, but whenever anyone mentions horror films and families in these Reddit stories, it always reminds me, always takes me back to the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the old school one, where the crazy ass family is all sitting around the table and they're trying to force feed the woman who's trapped there, and she's like tied to the chair, and grandpa's there and he's pretty much gone, and they're trying to get him to use the hammer. Hit him with a hammer, grandpa! Yeah, I've gone off again. Let me carry on with the comments. Zelen Husk says, not the arsehole, but let's be clear. It is evident you are very good at ignoring red flags. They told you they want to name your kid and you were fine with it. They made you practice all sorts of rituals and you just went along. Girl, you need to set your boundaries. GreyCat17 says, document the crap out of this and run. There are so many ways this can go wrong. Once the baby is born, they can continue to pretend she's a boy. They can pressure you to have another baby right away. If/when you have a son or sister-in-law has a son, they can ignore your daughter completely and focus on the boy. By the way, this will also mess up the boy in all sorts of ways, etc, etc, etc. This is so bad. I'd start divorce proceedings pretty much right away after you document everything, and document during the divorce too. I'd say your husband's behavior is even worse than his family. I mean, they are clearly not coping well, but it is his job to protect his family, and instead, he is only catering to his family's delusions. Zero redeeming qualities here. Sorry this is happening to you, OP, and good luck to you and your daughter, not the arsehole. And one more comment from Passing Through, who says, yes, I was the firstborn grandchild and I was a girl. My paternal grandparents never hid their disappointment from me. My brother was born and he was the first grandson, so he became the namesake. It was so hard growing up as a kid, knowing that my grandparents didn't like me, but not being able to understand why. Seeing my brother lavished with gifts, trips, all sorts of things, while I was an afterthought. I was lucky to get a gift for my birthday, and if I did, it was horribly inappropriate. OP, please do your daughter a favor and stop this madness. Save her from years of self-loathing and self-hatred. My brother and I were never close because of this nonsense, and while I, as an adult, don't hold it against him, he wasn't in control of this. His attitude towards me when we were kids was awful because he also knew that his grandparents didn't like me, so he somehow thought I was bad. We figured it out when we were in our teens and he apologized, but the damage was done. We speak a couple of times a year and never had a sibling relationship. It took me tons of therapy and hard work to get where I was able to unravel a lot of the damage done by my grandparents. It was awful when I was a kid. Please help your daughter and just keep going away from that man and his family. And that's one of the things I really enjoy about Reddit and people's comments is, you know, they share their experiences as well. Not that they've gone through a hard time. Obviously, I don't enjoy that aspect of it, but other people relating to stories like this and sharing their experiences with us, I think is a pretty powerful thing. But what do you guys make of this situation? As always, I would love to hear your comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. I can never, ever get over how amazing you are. Thank you so much. And don't forget, at the end of the video, there's going to be a couple of playlists there that you can click on, and it'll scroll through all the videos for you. So for whatever you're up to, and as always, please let me know what you're up to. And if you have been working on your art or whatever you're working on, I always love to see it. So don't forget to add me on Twitter if you can at MarkNarrations and send me a pic of what you're up to if you can. Absolutely love seeing your art. Some people are absolutely amazing. Anyway, I'm going off again. Don't get me started. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.